I met some Groypers. They sucked.
They were hawking the gold Trump hats, or those weren't Groypers?
No. Oh, I'll tell you about that guy. Okay. No, the Groypers were debating Generation Zionist.
Okay.
So Generation Zionist, I think I talked about them yesterday.
Gen Zion.
Excuse me. Yeah, Gen Zion. Appear to be a primarily Christian organization.
Yeah.
I did. They were very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that, you know, I guess that was, they're obviously trying to be nice, but like, it was like, they were kind of the only people that were like, we want to go against the Tuckerheads, mm-hmm. but the Tuckerheads weren't showing up until today. And the Generation Zion people, by the way, all Christian except for the people who were not Gen Z, which appeared to be very old Jewish men
yeah.
that were sort of like, sort of large bodied and sitting on this couch that they had set up for debate, but no one would come debate them because everyone agreed with them except for the Groypers.
Yeah.
Groyper comes, and these are all college Republicans. And we've established on the show that basically any Republican under like 30 is a Groyper.
Mm-hmm.
That's not phallosemitic.
Okay.
And these guys were Groyper as hell. It's a couple of America First bands, you know, 18 year olds, whatever, pimply faced.
Yeah.
Tight suit and tennis shoes.
Oof.
Very nervous in their appearance and, you know, in their affect.
The patchy facial hair.
I mean, it was just, you know, it was just like college kids. You're just yeah. like, oh, man, I don't know. And one guy, they did a debate that was just like the Generation Zionist people could not get a Gen Z guy to debate them, I guess. They just had a Gen X guy who kept saying he was Gen X debate them.
Hmm.
And hearing this just like Gen X Zionist fucking guy tell some 19-year-old Groyper with Tucker hair about Vietnam syndrome, you know, defense of invading Iran. And I'm just like, you know what? Ayatollah, drop the big one on Dallas. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. And I had to walk out of there after that. And that's when I met the artist. I met an artist who is at the Meme Ranch.
Right.
And I this guy's website is memeranch.com. You can look at it. And he showed me all of his meme paintings. He's like, these ones are really big with Gen Z. And it was like the guy, what's it called? And like they draw a sad guy and someone's like, this is you. You know what I'm saying?
A Wojak?
It was a Wojak. It was like a big brain Wojak. He had painted a giant yes. brain Wojak. And he was like, check this out.
What did it signify?
Well, you know, I'm not a big art guy. You know, I don't know the ins and outs of everything.
Yeah.
But it appeared to simulate a Wojak with a big brain.
Yeah.
He was kind of doing a Banksy sort of situation.
I feel like usually the big brain Wojak is used sarcastically, though, to be like, because they have the tiny brain, the brainlet Wojak, and also the big brain Wojak. But ironically, they can sort of be used in the same way to say, like, you're dumb. Like, you think you're this
yeah.
big brain guy. But actually, you're the small brain guy.
So this guy was heavily invested in memes. I'm looking at his website right now. By the way, this guy is about 50 years old
yeah.
and was wearing Prada sunglasses.
Nice.
And it says Zavala, he goes by Zavala, X-V-A-L-A,
huh.
is behind this new documentary that explores Donald Trump's role as the meme prophet. The production is actively following Trump's MAGA movement throughout his unprecedented second term. According to the theories of William Strauss and Neil Howe, Donald Trump's generation represents the archetype of the prophet who guides society through a time of crisis.
Mucho texto.